producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. You want to know who the biggest winner was from the highway funding deal that got hammered out by congressional negotiators? Not a Republican, not a Democrat, not even the unions and the roadways. The winner is a bank in New York City called the Immigrant Savings Bank. There was a line slipped into the bill that will help this bank dodge Dodd-Frank financial reform laws. The Dodd-Frank financial reform was designed to prevent large and small banks, mid-sized banks, from relying too heavily on borrowed money. Immigrant is literally the only firm affected by this change. The provision has nothing to do with repairing roads and bridges. It doesn't even help lawmakers come up with money to pay for the construction. It only helps Immigrant boost its profit ratios by operating with more borrowed money. The bank aid package, as it's called, doesn't damage the economy. They have 1% of the assets in comparison to J.P. Morgan Chase or Bank of America banks like that. But Congress grants a favor to just about anybody it wants to without risking a banking panic. So why did they do this? Look at who owns the bank. Owned by a family called the Milsteins. They have been power players in New York State politics for a long time.
On both sides of the fence, apparently.
Correct. Howard Milstein bundled money for Obama, and then he bundled money for Representative Michael Grimm. He's a Republican. And in that...
He's also in jail, isn't he? Isn't Michael Grimm in jail?
That I don't know.
From Staten Island, I think.
Really? Yeah, right. He's went to jail for tax fraud. You're right. Resigned his office earlier this year. Right. So.
Merry Christmas.
Yep. But they've given money to Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama.
A Republican.
A Republican. To Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat of Oregon.
A Democrat.
To Chuck Schumer of New York.
A Democrat.
And Sherrod Brown, a Democrat from Ohio.
So I said they play both sides of the fence.
Right.
They're not affiliated.
$10,000.
They just give money to whoever can help them.
Right.
That's what they do.
$10,000 apiece to Shelby, Wyden, Schumer, and Brown. And they were the highway bill negotiating team. Democrats... These are guys are such crooks. They really are. It's so amazing to dig around and find... Thank heavens we found this, Roberta. Thank you for finding the story. So that people would know how crooked this whole system is. It's just crooked.
And they slipped the whole bill through, in the middle of the night again?
Yeah, right. Yep.
They're doing that a lot now. They're doing bills at 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning because there's no press around. There's no journalism around.
Right, exactly.
And they just kind of got to slip it through.
Yep, right.
They do it in the dead of night.
Yep. Right. And so you want to hire more of these people? You want to reelect more of these people? This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. It isn't just the presidency. It's the whole system and how corrupt it is. These people who run this bank, it's a privately held family bank, they will make hundreds of millions of dollars by being able to go around this law. Not that I think Dodd-Frank is that good, because I don't. I think Dodd-Frank is an outrage, frankly, in many ways, because there are other loopholes in it. Most of you may or may not know that as of the 1st of December, banks can now lend with government approval, government sanction, government support, back to lending money to people who want to put 3% down on a house, who have a 600 credit score, and who they don't have to prove what their income is. So no proof of income, 3% down, and 600 credit score, you can buy a house with government approval.
So if you're breathing and you can put an X on a
piece of paper. Yeah, well, the same as what happened in 2006, 2000, well, it was actually started 2004, after it was a way, what was the idea behind it, it wasn't so bad, but the way they carried it out was so crooked after these guys got a hold of it and all their cronies were taking care of themselves. But after, let's face it, after September 11th, everything went into the crapper in this country. And so what to get housing starts, as I've explained many times, housing is the real arbiter of how you know that the economy is either doing well or not. A lot of housing starts, good. So people buying houses now.
It's going to happen. Yep.
They're going to make sure this law is enacted. What most people don't know is it's a one-year deal. So December 1st of this year to December 1st of next year. Gee, I wonder what's going to happen in 2016 between now and the 1st of December.
Let me think.
Gee,
it's an election year, don't you
think? No, really?
Yeah.
Wow, do you think they fudged it to make things look better so that the politicians who were in charge, look at how great the economy is, reelect us? This is a scheme above schemes for these rats. And the more, you see, the problem that we have been discussing this week is I have asked for more people to think about the problems of the world, whether they're local, regional, national, or international, in a spiritual fashion, because the normal way of thinking obviously isn't working, because there are problems everywhere. So when you get to the bottom line of these sorts of things, and you see how corrupt, or you understand how corrupt the system is, and we criticize the news media. One of the things that we have all said this week, I think Richie led that bandwagon, was it's the news media and the way they distort the news and the way they don't cover some things, they cover other things, they magnify
things. They magnify the whole thing that are going on in the world to make you feel like the world is falling in above you.
Right. But in this circumstance, this was a story that was ferreted out by some reporter who actually is kind of like grabbing a dog on a bone. Once in a while, you find a good reporter. This is where the news media is good. This is the appropriate use of the news media. This is a Huffington Post reporter. They tend to get into stuff and dig more. And they have, they have a lot of resources because it's a $300 million a year deal. I'll give her a lot of credit. She's very smart and knew how to put this all together, package it. So she got a couple hundred million bucks out of it herself after it had been in operation for a while. But she is able, Arianna Huffington was able to figure out the sorts of stories that needed to be covered. There was some mainstream stuff, and then there's this sort of thing. And you look at it, and you think to yourself, my God, what's going on? But as Roberta said, this stuff is going on every day. It just depends on whether there's some reporter someplace who decides when he sees or she sees something that they want to pursue it. Mm-hmm. That's it. It's like the luck of the draw.
They're allowed to pursue it.
Well, they may be short. I mean, now that you think these guys knew what was going on, these senators, if they'd have known this, they would have done whatever they could to kill this story. Thankfully, it'll be everywhere. Let's see, Richie, if the major news, the so-called major news outlets,
picks up the story.
CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Boston Globe, the LA Times, let's see if they pick this story up. I'm betting that many of them, because of their interests, will not. But it sure
shows. It's also not a slam bang story, and it's also not, you know, a sensational story.
Of course it's sensational. Looking at that corruption, putting it all together, those pieces together.
It's not as sensational as other stories. It's not a headline grabber.
In the last few years, a lot of the internet will follow it and build and build.
And then all of a sudden the media will jump on it.
Yeah. So there's a ruling class,
and it involves the mainstream media, and that's just true. You don't get that messaging.
Take care of themselves.
Yeah, they're all.
By the way, Fox and MSNBC are part of that whole scheme. They're not, they're major news media. They're not like the Huffington Post.
I'm talking about bloggers and independents who might.
Yeah.
It'll wind up on Facebook. It'll start rolling.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is what it ought to do. So anyway, Roberta dug that out for us. Thank you.
And did you love the headline I put on it for you, Doug?
It'll make Doug's blood boil.
Boil.
Well, you know me well.
I know that.
I can't stand this kind of stuff because it's so obvious what's going on, and yet we turn a blind eye to it. We don't listen. Listen to all these blowhard gas bags that'll spend their day on most of these radio programs talking about Trump and the other guys that are Republicans and how bad Hillary Clinton is and blah, 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 blah. In the meanwhile, there's a lot of other stuff going on, whether it's this kind of muckraking or just the interesting things that are a part of our world every single day. That is just pretty amazing. We have the ability, I find, you know, I look around at the stories regarding climate change, for example, and what you don't hear about what's going on. And there's stuff like that. It just bugs me. So now let's pause, Richard, shall we? It's 18 after the hour, and good day.
Vera Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction, returns to Scottsdale, Arizona, January 23rd through the 31st, 2016, celebrating 45 years. Hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will cross the auction block, be part of the nine-day lifestyle event and energy that is Vera Jackson, coming soon to Westworld of Scottsdale. Tickets are available at BaraJackson.com. That's BaraJackson.com. We'll see you there.
Music is a gift like no other. And this Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the best selection of gear, the season's best deals, plus doormusters. Surprise them with a Yamaha portable keyboard for just $69. Select microphone or instrument cables, two for $15. Or stuff their stocking with 12 sets of the Dario electric or acoustic guitar strings for just $25. At Guitar Center, we'll help you give them their favorite gift this year. Black Friday doormusters at Guitar Center. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
The holidays are a time for lots of social gatherings and lots of small talk. And while it may seem like people are comfortable discussing just about anything these days, when it comes to personal money matters, a recent survey by Ally Bank found that what people are willing to discuss and with whom varies. Here's Diane Murray, CEO and President of Ally Bank.
We found that more than any other age group, millennials acknowledge talking with others about their income, their savings, and debt. In fact, nearly half say they disclose their income to others.
In general, though, 70% of people still consider it rude or inappropriate to discuss personal money matters in a social setting.
When people do discuss finances socially, nearly one half of our survey respondents said they prefer to keep it neutral. For example, talking about price comparisons on goods and services, or where to find a better interest rate on a savings account.
And when it comes to social circles, more than half of those surveyed say it's important to surround themselves with people they feel are financially secure. For more on the Ally Bank Money Talk survey, go to ally.com.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Show is going to present some rather interesting symbolism. They have ended their tour, deciding to do two shows in Paris this Sunday and Monday, the last of which will be broadcast on HBO, at 9 o'clock Sunday night Eastern Time, originally scheduled for November 14th and 15th. The concerts and TV special were postponed because of the terrorist attacks, obviously. So now they're into the same concert hall where the band Eagles of Death Metal were performing. And there was a lot of shoot 'em up right outside that performance, I think, wasn't there?
Right inside it.
Inside it. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So you two working on this. I'm not a big U2 fan, but I know they're pop hits.
Oh, they're unbelievable.
And I know what they
put on a heck of a show.
Basic bottom line is in their lyric content and how it's related often to religious icons and spirit. But this is Hanson.
No.
This isn't Hanson?
Still not Hanson.
What are you waiting for?
When I play Hanson, you will know it.
You'll know.
I thought this was a live version of Amphibop or something.
No.
So where was this recorded?
I should have done it your way. I should have gone from...
Yeah, you should have done it.
How do you go from U2 to...
Right, how do I go from New Year's Day?
Yeah, that's Hanson. From, you know, Michelangelo to Warhol.
Michelangelo to whom?
Which one is Warhol?
Andy Warhol.
Which one is Michelangelo? You two is Michelangelo.
Michelangelo. Oh, yeah.
All right, so.
You know, I got to give Hanson a little credit. Those guys have stuck around, and they've kind of become a little bit of rockers. You know what? I'm not going to beat up on them too bad.
All right, so their focus, they have gone into the hops business instead of, Bob, it's hop.
Oh, really?
They're doing their own beer, Richie.
They're old enough to drink now, huh?
Yep, I think so. The only consolation, as Jennifer just suggesting, they are no boys, they are men now.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink with Hanson. The mental images of pounding back a few with these preteens. The ba-do-bop, 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 ba-do-bop.
I don't think they're preteens anymore.
No, they're old enough to drink.
They're old men.
Yeah, I mean, they're
not old men.
They're in their 20s and 30s. Yeah.
Oh, they're old men. What are you talking about, old men?
You should hear what I think about you. I'm an old woman.
They've had a pretty good career, though, haven't they? Started the group in 1997.
They were huge, and then they kind of went away for a while, and then they made a mediocre comeback.
They've done a lot of touring, a lot of time on the road. They are 34, 32, and 30, Jennifer.
Wow, they're in their 30s already?
We traveled the world as children, got turned on to great beer. At some point, you decide to take something you really like and turn it into a business you love. So they launched, a couple of years ago, actually, Hop Jam Beer in Tulsa. And they started playing around with some other ideas for their own beer. And that's what they contracted
with. They called it Beer. Why would
Mustang Brewing Company in Oklahoma City to make
Hop.
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 All right. Story is at DougStephan.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's our most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has five times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
At least one major university made headlines when it decided to ban the movie American Sniper from campus. College officials were quoted saying, "We didn't want students exposed to opinions that promote violence as a solution to disagreement." Whatever you think about the Iraq War and the role of the U.S. military, there is an even larger issue in the important role of education in a free society. If you look through the lens of liberty, you see that when colleges try to cut off debate and push only one point of view, that is brainwashing, not education. Encouraging students to analyze both sides and form their own opinions is vital to free thought.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. you'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Unfurl. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ways to improve your life, your living, your looks, charm, personality, all that underscored here. Just look at what we've done for Rich McFadden. Good Lord.
Yeah.
We can do that for him. We can do it for anybody. Rich.
We sent him to Cotillion.
The Cotillion School.
That's right.
Right. Yeah.
My son has a Cotillion dance tonight.
Oh. Is he really?
Yeah.
Cute.
Uh-huh. But how old is your son now?
Pictures posted 11. On Facebook.
And they let them dance with girls?
They teach them to dance with girls.
Yeah.
I guess at 11 they might like that.
I think I had that at Mr. Mackey's dance classes we had. I was in junior high school.
I was like, Sean, you already dance with the girls? He's like, Dad, they wear gloves. So I'm like, you're okay. And it's funny you mentioned whether I'm going to post pictures. Mm-hmm. They specifically said in the email to all the parents, please do not take pictures inside the ballroom.
Why?
Because you don't have permission from the other children's parents to post anything. You can take a picture before they go into the ballroom with them and friends, but please ask permission before you post anything of any pictures you take outside.
Wow, isn't that interesting? That's courtesy.
Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
A lot of people take a lot of liberties under the circumstances, and it's not right, not fair. So, here are some things to think about when it comes to your money. Christmas time, people are trying to allot money. How do I spend it for this, that, or the other thing? I think basically, I'm of the opinion, I think most of you know, if you listen with any regularity, how I feel about the 501c3's charities and what we ought to be doing. I have three or four that I support, three or four that are important to me. I have one of my own to Save the Farm, as a matter of fact. That's a 501c3 that some people have contributed to over the years. But if if I take a different approach, this is, maybe some people consider this to be selfish, not meant to be, but as you know, there are people who are studying almost everything about life on our planet. And it turns out that if you want to do something good for others, it will be good for you. Those people who are generous, those people who help causes, those people who donate to various charities, do so, and it helps their tax status, but it also is very good for your health. Very good.
Really?
If you're thinking about picking up the tab at a group lunch, or when a charity calls you asking for a donation, you have to decide whether to give or not to give. Research suggests, Roberta, spending money on other people improves your happiness, and in doing that, it improves your physical health because of the mind-body-spirit connection. The evidence that donating time improves physical health, looking at whether donating money has the same effect, is what this study was all about. So the people at the University of British Columbia decided to conduct an experiment to find out if spending money on other people could lower your blood pressure, which, it turns out, has been exactly. If you look at the Journal of Health Psychology, which Ken Kronos turned me on to, shows a study that examines volunteering and the effect it has on mortality. The older you get and the more you give of your time, the longer you will live. How about that? Adults 55 and older reporting on the time they spend, you know, a lot of older folks, when they have spare time, they decide to become volunteers for this, that, and the other thing. And it almost without exception proves several different things. Healthy people stay healthy if they're doing something worthwhile with their time. If you sit around and read or watch TV or become a couch potato, you're doing basically nothing with your life. You may be expanding your mind a little bit if you're reading something good, but you got to make your body work. Physical health is so important as you get older. You hear me all the time talking about the more weight you lift, the more exercising you do, the more muscle you put on your bones as you get older, the longer you are likely to live. If you want to stay on planet Earth for a longer amount of time and be healthy, the way to do it is to get plenty of muscle on your bones so that your body doesn't fall apart. You see older people, they get flabby and they can't hold up their skeleton. They just kind of slunk along. Well,
how do they slunk along?
You know what I'm talking about. They look like the world is their enemy. And the only enemy they have is gravity. Yeah, right, exactly. Your mental well-being, Richie, and your physical well-being go hand in hand. So
what?
I just heard somebody yawn. Who just yawned? Jennifer.
Roberta.
Oh, you always blame me for everything.
Yeah, it's always you.
Nah.
Do I sound like I'm yawning?
Jennifer, and she was taking on the same array as if I were doing the car report, Rich. Notice she's saying nothing.
Jennifer must be asleep. Because
hey, Jennifer's
not
saying anything. What's going on with her?
Oh, that's so funny. I've been talking to you with my mic down.
And you were fabulous.
What is the matter
with
you?
And it was funny because I was like, you were not talking when I was talking. That was not me yawning. That was Roberta yawning, clearly.
No, it wasn't.
Roberta, don't lie.
It was.
You swear on Victoria's life that was you?
I swear it was not me yawning.
You know, on Victoria's life, say that.
It was somebody else yawning.
Say on Victoria's life. Life, Roberta.
Right. Nobody else yawning.
No.
Since Jennifer had to turn
I never bring my children. Yeah, I never bring my children.
It wasn't me.
Now I have to answer the phone. This is my phone.
Okay, good. Nice job.
Yawning got her phone. All right, look at it.
I think so hard. I'm like, did somebody just yawn? And you went, hey, somebody. Doing my own show over here.
Yeah, you're nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Whatever.
Okay, focus on children now. Richie, this is for you.
Okay.
And your children.
I need help. Bring it.
The science on studying cell phones and children who use them.
Yeah.
This is for parents who are concerned about the health of your children or a child when he or she uses a cell phone. Children who use mobile phones risk suffering memory loss, sleeping disorders, headaches, and other maladies, according to research published in The Lancet. Dr. Gerald Hyland, raising concerns about radiation caused by mobile phones, said under 18-year-olds, who represent a quarter of the phone users, can you imagine that? Under the age of 18, 20-some-odd percent of the users of cell phones are under the age of 18. I would never, had it been the case, the cell phones were around when my children were going to school, but I wouldn't have gotten them. I know your children have them, Richie. Does Juliana have them, too?
My kids do not.
Oh, they don't?
They have iPads. They do not have cell phones. The rule is when they get to the age of school where they are doing after-school activities,
mm-hmm.
and they need to call us to say, okay, I'm ready to come pick me up, or we're walking, like next year, Sean will start walking to school,
yeah.
and it's just over a mile. He will have a cell phone.
So, here's the basic rub on this. If you remember all of the discussion about radiation, and there were devices we used to sell on the air that you put on your phone that was supposed to eliminate the problem of radiation. I remember doing this.
Right, process. None of that's been proven.
Yeah, no. It was nice for a while because people believed that stuff, and it seemed to make sense.
I mean, we've had cell phones around long enough that now we would know. There would
right.
be well, huge numbers of brain cancer.
I know. I only know one person who died of brain cancer because of using a cell phone, and he was attached to it. I mean, he never put it down. It was one of those big old clunky ones. He's been dead now for, I don't know, 6-7 years. He had brain cancer, and it came from the radiation of from his phone. And he deserved it. And he even admitted that he deserved it. He was a bad guy. And I have worked with him for a few years way back in the late 80s, early 90s. He was a very bad guy. And at the end, when he died, he was 73, and he said, I deserved what I got. So, anyway, he was in jail when he died, too.
Here's the Mayo Clinic.
On this?
And the research that they have found, not that they did,
yeah.
that they have found. And they do talk about the cell phones in the 70s being
bad.
You know, yeah, bad.
Right.
In the study that followed more than 420,000 cell phone users over a 20-year period, researchers found no evidence of a link between cell phones and brain tumors.
Mm-hmm.
Another study found an association between cell phones and cancer of the salivary glands. However, only a small number of study participants had malignant tumors. And then one other study suggested a possible increased risk of glioma, a special type of brain tumor.
Something that happens when you watch Glee too much on TV.
cell phone users, but no increase in brain tumor.
So that's
overall.
Interesting. One report says one thing, another report says something else. So how do you know what to believe?
Well, the two reports that did find something,
yeah,
it was one was not malignant tumors, and it was salivary glands,
mm-hmm.
and one was the heaviest cell phone users, but no increase in brain tumors. Mm-hmm. It was glioma, whatever that is.
Whatever the heck that is, Richie.
Whatever that is.
Whatever it is. Well, it's just, I think it falls into the category of what I've talked about a lot. Young children's brains can get scrambled, especially we talk about the video aspects of this, and putting a child in front of a television set or a computer screen for their 3 years old is nothing but dangerous. Nothing but dangerous because of the way the neurons are not connected, fully developed, and so when you're stimulated with all of these quick-moving things on a screen, it jumbles the neurons in your brain. I mean, you can understand it when it's explained that way. So just be careful. Use common sense, for God's sakes. Don't be so damn lazy you want to put your kid in front of a television set or a computer or something just to occupy his or her mind while you're doing something else. That's not your job as a parent. Your job is to protect and care for your child to the best of your ability, not take the lazy man's way out. Sometimes it's more difficult than others, but I think about what happened. Even when I was a kid, there was none of this stuff. You didn't have any distractions. You read a book. Or you went outside and you exercised. When I was a kid, everybody was outside. Everybody was outside running around, and Mom had to call in order to get people to come in for dinner. because everybody was outside playing.
Or when the street lights go out.
Yeah, you need to come home.
Our neighbor had a bell in their front yard, one of those big farm bells.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but it's just exercise, exercise, exercise. That's really what the key is to rely on. Didn't we see something earlier this week about the number of people getting tablets, or how the exercise routines are going right out the window because people spend so much time in front of their tablets, with their tablets, or whatever the device is?
Yeah, there's a link.
Oh, my God. Of course there's a link. Here, speaking of a link, I got a link for you, Rich. I got a link for you. Actually, you don't need this. So this is really not for you. This is for the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss and think that it needs an operation, or you shave your head because that's the only thing you can afford. Well, we got something that'll fix the problem of your receding hairline. It's a product called Provia. If you haven't ordered it, if you haven't heard about Provia, listen to this. Let me give you a good reason for calling 800-525-8319. It's to get an order. Provia, easy to use serum, clinical grade botanical extracts that work against the main causes of your hair loss. Cleanses your scalp, cleanses your pores, and the hair that's under your scalp begins to grow back again. The fuzz, you'll love it when you feel that fuzz. Plus the fact that there's a volumizer in this product that makes your hair that's there, that's left, seem thicker and fuller. So when you call 800-525-8319, know while you're really coughing, you're calling because you're going to get a bottle of Provia. Actually, you're going to get two for the price of one. You're going to use it to cleanse your hair. Your hairdresser will be the first probably to notice, the person to cut your hair. Hey, look at this new fuzz that's coming in down there. That'll be very rewarding. Good gift for holiday stocking stuffers as well, for the person that's follicularly challenged. Call 800-525-8319. Get two bottles for the price of one. Free express shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. All in all, a great package. Get some for yourself or people that you care about who want to have a better hairline. This, once they start using it, they'll be convincing other people to use it as well. It's Provia. 800-525-8319. Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used Genucel and gotten the results that you wanted to. Genucel gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used Genucel the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Get it now free with an order of Genucel at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
The holidays are a time for lots of social gatherings and lots of small talk. And while it may seem like people are comfortable discussing just about anything these days, when it comes to personal money matters, a recent survey by Ally Bank found that what people are willing to discuss and with whom varies. Here's Diane Murray, CEO and President of Ally Bank.
We found that more than any other age group, millennials acknowledge talking with others about their income, their savings, and debt. In fact, nearly half say they disclose their income to others.
In general, though, 70% of people still consider it rude or inappropriate to discuss personal money matters in a social setting.
When people do discuss finances socially, nearly one half of our survey respondents said they prefer to keep it neutral. For example, talking about price comparisons on goods and services, or where to find a better interest rate on a savings account.
And when it comes to social circles, more than half of those surveyed say it's important to surround themselves with people they feel are financially secure. For more on the Ally Bank Money Talk survey, go to ally.com.
All right, so you'll all be happy to know Santa's going to be fine because Google has installed a Santa tracker on his sleigh. They're going to begin checking daily. And, you know, the action isn't supposed to start till
Google didn't put it on there. Mrs. Claus did.
Mrs. Claus put it on there. Oh!
Nobody is naughty or nice.
51 after a good day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is one of those things that marks the day. I think to myself, my God, I just said this. It was 24 hours ago. And I'll say that probably to myself tomorrow.
I can't believe it already. We just
three past the hour. Okay. So Kim Garrison is here from his company, Realizing Innovation. We're going to review Cyber Monday. I was just talking about the car business doing well because of some of the things surrounding promotions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I want to know about the Target website, and I guess Needless Markup had a problem as well. We'll talk about that in a moment here with Kim on Good Day.
It's happening to you every night. One snores, and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now, there is a quick and easy-to-use solution, a natural solution. SnoreStop. SnoreStop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 18 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
SnoreStop sprays or tablets are now available nationwide at a store near you, or you can go online at SnoreStop.com. Don't wait. It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you.
Thanks, SnoreStop. Now I'm back in the bedroom.
So don't wait. Try SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Spray or tablets are available today at a store near you or online at SnoreStop.com. That's SnoreStop.com. SnoreStop, keeping you together.
card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. Plenty.com/partners for details.
Hi, Kim Davidson here from Realizing Innovation. What was the problem with Target and Neiman? Well, I say, that's what people call them, Neiman Markup. I call them Needless Markup. Their websites crashed. Was it because they had such good deals, or they're technically inept, or maybe a little of both?
It was a little of both, Doug, and those sites both crashed, but I call it the pain of Cyber Monday that we saw across all the big retailers, which were out of stock products.
Really? They sold more. They weren't prepared for all of that.
That's right.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How to lose friends.
Customers put a product into their shopping cart, and before they could enter their credit card information, the site said, sorry, they're gone. Yeah. They're out of stock.
Now, that happens sometimes when there's a lost leader, when you're trying to bring people into the store, and you say, okay, here's a special on books, $3, and they have one book at $3, and as soon as it's gone, back up to the regular price of $12.95.
Well, that certainly happened on the Doorbusters, but we saw it happening across all the sites on many, many items. In fact, Monday morning, 15% of the products viewed were out of stock. And I have some advice for the listeners who encountered this or will encounter this. And that's get a hold of customer service. Don't use the phone because you'll get put on hold.
Of course you will.
So either use email, or if you're on Twitter, the Twitter people are trained to respond quickly. And don't just ask the question, when is it coming back in stock? Ask if you can leave there your email address to get alerted when the stuff comes back in stock. So some of the top retailers are using a technology from a company called TrackF to basically just take an email address, combine it with the inventory system, and you get in line and you're the first to know when the stuff comes back in stock.
Really?
Some of the big retailers were responding with, well, we don't know. Why don't you keep checking back? Well, that's not a very...
What a horrible way to treat your customers. Bad enough you screwed around with them by not having enough stock, and then you expect people to stay loyal to you under that circumstance? I wouldn't tell them to go pound sand.
Exactly.
I noticed that VTech... Hackers have gone into VTech. It's a toy company that has something called a Learning Lodge. VTech had 5 million accounts hacked. So what are people that are hacking, encrypted passwords and that sort of thing? Is it just another customer list where they have credit cards? Is that what all this is always all about, no matter who it is that gets hacked?
That's what it's all about. You know, credit cards and other data, like, you know, if you get other data like address, email address, things like that, there are other data sources where you can get smarter about who these people are and maybe, you know, scam or spam them again with, you know, more snarky offers and such.
Right. Snarky offers. We love that. Kim, thank you for being here. Kim Garrison with us here on the Good Day program.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.